KX93.5, we are Laguna's only FM, the morning show brought to you by LagunaBeach.com, the worldwide brand for Laguna Beach. I'm Tyler Russell, and we often, especially on Fridays, feature local artists here in our radio station. We have in studio Willie Ames. Good morning.
Good morning, Tyler. Thank you for having me. Wow, listen to that voice.
No, see, it's early. And I, okay, and now?
Good morning, Tyler. Thank you for having me.
That's good. Much better. Thank you for, you know, we've heard of each other for a while now, and I know you caught wind of the radio station, and obviously you're all over the internet, so I'm glad that we finally got to connect.
In person.
Yes. You've lived in Laguna for about a year and a half, but you've been playing music around Southern California for a while now, right?
That is true, yes.
So what is the life of a Southern California singer-songwriter for you?
By night, I'm out playing somewhere, usually most nights, and by day, I'm on my computer on the internet.
Yeah, you are a promotional madman. I've been really impressed. You've got a really big Twitter base, a really big Facebook base, and I think I read somewhere that you give a CD to everybody in your audience every time or something.
I used to do that when I was whoring myself across the country at open mics, just trying to get myself out there. But these days, I usually just have them around maybe the tip jar or something.
And, sure.
If people really want one, they can grab one, and I sometimes do still hand them out to special people that compliment my performance.
Okay. But do you think that's a key, especially in modern musical times, to be able to do that, you know?
Yeah, I think it's very effective because it's original music, and it's the most challenging thing to get your original music out there, especially right. When you're unheard of. So, yes, I take some pride in doing it, and I became a madman, I guess, because I realized it was the only way to possibly survive as an original musician or artist,
sure.
Whatever you want to call it.
And you've done a great job. I mean, it's your full-time job now, right?
It has become that, yes.
Yeah, congratulations. I mean,
that's
the goal of every musician, right?
After about 8 years of pursuing, it's finally actually starting to pay for itself.
That's amazing, dude. Congrats.
Thank you.
You did win some stuff at LA Music Awards this last year.
2010 was the first year, and then since then to 2013 was my last nomination.
What awards did you win or were up for?
Okay, let's see. So, Solo Artist of the Year in the LA Music Awards 2010. Then I also got Instrumental Artist of the Year, I think, the next year. I won a Phoenix Music Awards for National Solo Artist of the Year, recognizing my touring of all 50 United States. And I actually got my start in Phoenix, where I started playing a lot of open mics. So it was kind of neat to get that award there because it was very representative of what I've done.
Yeah.
Artist in Music Awards. I got a nomination for that. I forget exactly what it was. And the E-World Music Awards, I got Best Male Performer.
Does that, I mean, it must make you feel proud or validating all the work and years you've put into this stuff, right?
Yes, it did make me feel that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, if you're just joining us, Willie Ames in studio right now on KX93.5. He's a Laguna local. You play around town a lot. What are some venues that you hit up around town?
Actually, today is the start of four shows in 5 days. Tonight I'm playing actually in Santa Ana at Bistro 400.
Okay.
Tomorrow I have my debut performance at Hotel Laguna Ocean View Bar.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Marine Room Sunday night. I've been doing that about a couple times a month. And then on Tuesday is Hennessy's. I've been doing that the last Tuesday of the month. And then shortly after that, I have Kaya Bistro down there at La Casa.
Cool. That's all the spots, man. You're doing it.
Thank you.
One thing that I've noticed about you, I've listened to a lot of your music, and I've actually heard from the people who turned me on to you, is that there's almost no structure to your songs, and that's what's so cool about them. I don't know if you've gotten this before, but it's like hard to find a chorus sometimes, or you just kind of go, and I don't know if you do that intentionally or if that's what attracts people to you.
It's because I really don't know what I'm doing. I'm just jamming until something sounds cool,
okay.
And then I call it a song. Yeah.
I think that's, I mean, you've done that successfully, so congrats.
Thank you.
But I think that's what's interesting is, I mean, music, it's so easy to copy somebody. And I feel that you would be a very hard artist to copy, and you sound very unlike anyone who came before you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I guess that might be a little bit of what I'm going for, but I guess I somewhat try to model myself after my main influences, and as far as song structures go. But really, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just jamming my brains out until something sounds like a melody or a song.
I will then ask you the typical radio DJ question. Who, in fact, are your influences?
Yeah, so that would be Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
And he is the guitar player, and they always get people always get that confused with Stevie Nicks when
right.
I say Lindsay.
Right.
Everyone always goes, oh, we love her. And I go, no, that's the phenomenal guitar player of the band. And then Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits, the lead singer-songwriter.
Have you ever seen What Up With That, the SNL skit with Keenan?
Yes.
When Lindsey Buckingham was at the end of the panel.
And they never let him speak.
Yeah. Right? He came on one for real. Did you see that one?
Right, and he jammed out his Big Love.
You must have enjoyed that.
I was very happy to see that.
Okay, Willie Ames in studio. We're going to play a recorded song. He's going to come back. He's got a banjo. He's got a couple guitars in here, and he's going to play live for us. Tell us about track two from Night Owl.
I should take this moment to also remind everybody that I'm not the actor from the 80s.
When you Google Willie Ames.
Charles in Charge and Eight is Enough and even Bible Man, that's not me. So
okay.
Let's not get that confused.
Good to know.
Anyways, you asked about the track here.
Yeah.
The title track. It's Night Owl. And I think I actually got inspiration for this because I was watching a Discovery Channel about owls. And I don't know, my mind might have been on certain substances at the time, and I got really...
The best songs are written that way.
Drawn into it, and I don't know, I think that's what came of it.
And someone who thought that you were writing some deep metaphor, really, in fact, you're writing about owls.
Yeah, and maybe about, life in general as far as survival kind of stuff like that.
Okay, this is Night Owl from the new album Night Owl with Willie Ames in studio on KX93.5. Right back with him. Willie Ames on a substance watching Discovery Channel writing that song. Very enchanting. That was really cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I guess it's sort of a metaphorical representation of any animal and any life, including humans in general.
Sure. So now there's a banjo in your hand. And what are you going to play now?
I'm going to play you track one of the Night Owl album. And you can actually catch this one on YouTube. It's been making a splash recently. This is called Human Race.
All right, whenever you're ready, this is Willie Ames live now on KX93.5.
None of us chose to be here in the first place, living this thing we call the human race. So if you feel like you've been broken and beaten, just remember that your heart, well, it's still beating. Yeah, none of us chose to be here in the first place, living this thing we call the human race. Maybe we'd be better off in some other place, trying in a different walk of life, we're in some other phase. The fact of the matter is, we're all here and there ain't no reason to fear. The rain will fall, but the sun will soon appear and everything will become clear. Yeah, the rain will fall, but the sun will soon shine. Everything will be fine. So what the hell, it doesn't matter, who cares, right? Yeah, but you still gotta make something happen. Get up, get off the couch, stop being a slouch. Get the people standing up with their hands clapping. Yeah!
Cool, I didn't know it was gonna end right there. A nice job, Willie Ames, live in studio on KX93.5. The intensity of you watching your fingers was what I was focusing on, because there's so much fingering on that banjo. Is that a tough one to play?
It was a tough one to write.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and still a little tough to play.
Sure. That was very cool. Again, the name of that was?
Human Race.
Human Race off of Willie Ames' latest album, Night Owl. Let's go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with you. We got one more guitar that's tuned a different way to play a different song. That'll happen next on KX93.5. All right. We are in studio with a live musician. His name is Willie Ames. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Thank you. We are all awake this morning, and your phone's blowing up, so people are listening, clearly.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Thank you, friends.
Your next show is tonight or tomorrow? I forgot what you said.
Tonight I'm in Santa Ana at right. Bistro 400, but most importantly for the local Lagunatics, come out to Hotel Laguna tomorrow at the Ocean View Bar from 8 to 11.
Cool. You know, Willie does perform all over town. You've happened to run into him and maybe not known it up to this point, but maybe now you'll know when you see him around town who he is. We've got one more live song to play. What is this one?
This is a cover song by who I just mentioned, Lindsey Buckingham, Fleetwood Mac. This is Never Going Back Again.
Cool. That'll be fun. All right. So Willie Ames live on KX93.5.
Down and let me in. Made messy where I've been. Been down one time, been down two times. Never going back again. what it means to win. Come down and see me again. Been down one time, been down two times, never going back again.
Ooh. Nice job, dude.
Thank you.
That is Willie Ames live on KX93.5. I'm so happy that you got a chance to come in here.
Thank you for having me. Yes.
I will not mention your haircut. I had to say one thing. All right. Willie's performing tonight in Santa Ana, tomorrow at Hotel Laguna, and you can find him on various internet channels.
Yes. Check me out at willieames.com. That's WILLIEAMES.com. And one more quick plug. I want to say we're trying to save the Cliff live music right now.
Right, right.
So there's a petition to go sign. You got it on my Facebook page, facebook.com/WillieAmes. And one of my recent most last postings has the link for that. So please go sign it. Live music at the Cliff is where it's at. And it's the heart and soul of live music here in Laguna. So let's say that.
There is one on our Facebook as well. Right. People hopefully can find that everywhere. It's an iPetition. And then we, of course, need you to show up at the Planning Commission meeting when we do that next week. So good mention. Thank you. Willie, awesome to see you. Thanks, dude.
Thank you very much.
The new album, Night Owl, is available online as well. We are KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.